الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be on the reward for not condoning lies and oppression. And so let's get into that, my beautiful students. Basically, as a summary, is that this hadith is about the importance of not condoning lies and oppression, and how those who do not will be rewarded. So let's get into that a little bit more. It was narrated by Ka'b ibn Ujrah, who said, "The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, came out to us. We were made up of 9, 5, and 4. The first of the numbers of the afforded of the Arab or Arabs, and the latter for non-Arabs. He said, listen, have you heard that after me there will be leaders or leads, or leaders who ever enters upon them, I guess, or join them, and condones their lies and support them in their oppression? Then he is not from me, laysa minni, and I am not from him. And he shall not drink with me from the haud." I'll get into the definition of that in a moment. "And whoever does not enter upon me or upon them, nor help them in their oppression, nor condones to their lies, then he is from me." Or nor condone their lies, he is from me, and I am from him. "And he shall drink with me from the haud." So, my beautiful brothers and sisters, let us get into the haud, which is spelled H-A-W-D. And the basic explanation of this is you have, after you cross the sirat, which I talked about before, S-I-R-A-T, and this is the bridge, a thin, very thin bridge that is above the hellfire or the pit of the hellfire. And once you cross that successfully, then you get to this kind of lake. And this lake is that's the haud that we're talking about. And it comes from the river, fed by the river El Kautar. And so it is this particular, the water is like very white, like milk, and very sweet, like honey. And when a person drinks from it, they will never get thirsty. And I won't get into that particular hadith, but this is sort of the shorter explanation of what I'm talking about. So basically, if you support someone who is oppressive and lies, and you support these individuals, then you will not drink from the hand of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, this lake, the Houd. But if you support these people, these oppressive people, and we got a lot of oppressive people in the world, you know that, and I know that. I had to point to any particular individual, male or female. There are oppressive people. Don't follow those people. Don't join those people. Don't support those people. Because you want to be one of the ones that's going to drink from this lake, from the hands of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And when the companions asked, where would I find you, on a day of judgment? Or where would I find you? Where will you be in the hereafter? And one of the places he says he will be at the Hauda, which will be at this place I'm talking about, this lake, and that people will drink from, that do not support those people who are liars and those people who are oppressive. Liars and oppressive, that you support those individuals. Whatever they say is okay with you. Whatever they do is okay with you. You may even help them in their lies and in their oppression. You may make excuses for these liars and oppressive people because you want to impress them more so than you want to impress Allah. And that Allah loves what you're doing. Because Allah loves those who loves him. You love Allah and Allah loves you. And you are a present individual. That's the kind of individual we don't want to be. And so my beautiful students, we don't want to be that type of individual. And so let's move on and get more of an explanation of this. Hope you have an understanding of the Hauda. And he said, they're not from me, they're not of me, but those people who are not oppressive, and of course those people who does not condone lies, these people, they are from me, and they are of me, and about me. So you have a choice. It's no like, it's not like anything in between. Either you oppress or you oppress, help with the people who are oppressors and support their lies. Or you don't help the oppressive people and do not support their lies. Because you want to drink from from this river that I'm mentioning to you. So let's move on, my beautiful students. One of the lessons we get from this is to speak out against injustice and stand up for truth and oppose oppression. That's basically what we're getting from this particular hadith or saying from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. So let's look at this just a little bit. In this hadith, Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, is teaching us about the importance of standing up against lies and oppression. He explains that if we enter into a situation where people are lying or oppressing others, we should not condone it or help them in any way. If we do this, then we are no longer part of his ummah or his community and will not receive any reward from Allah in the hereafter. On the other hand, if we choose to stand up against those wrongdoings, then Allah will reward us with a place in paradise known as the, what I call it earlier, as the Hauda, that beautiful river that is white, that's like white as milk and as sweet as honey. This hadith teaches us that it is important to always speak out against injustice, even when it may be difficult to do so, because ultimately our actions have consequences both in this life and beyond. So my beautiful students, please, these people may seem great. They may even think that they're God. A'udhu billah. So you don't support them in their lies and support them in oppressing other people. you want to impress them more than you want to do what Allah tells us to do and tell us not to do. They're not to be impressed, and not to help them with their oppression. That's not why we're here. It says, "Ma khalaqtu jinn wa ins illa liya'budun," that we, Allah, created us men and jinn. These are unseen beings, and of course, the men and the women and all, we can see them. That what? That we worship Allah. That's what we're supposed to be. Not worship any individual. Look to the individual for what we want and what we need. And look at this individual in a godly way. We don't want to ever do that. And to our dying breath, we do not want to do that. So my beautiful students, please, I beg of you to be among those who do not oppress others or condone lies from other people. Those who are in leadership positions are not in leadership positions. Don't be impressed by them. Be impressed by Allah and what Allah wants you to do and what Allah wants you to do. And don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to stand up for justice. Just stand up for what is right. Even against our own selves, if the person are rich or poor, it doesn't matter. We stand up for justice, for what is right. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor and host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.